Joining me on the program is Stan Weinstein from Global Trend Alert. And Stan, I know everybody's concerned about the market, what it's going to do next week or the week after. But why don't we start out with the big picture? Because in your reports, you always talk about the big picture. That is the big thing. That's the thing that's number 10 on the Richter scale. So let's begin with the bigger picture of the market.
That's a great place to start, Jim. Right now, let's separate the forest and the trees. They'll even get to the twigs. The forest, which is the big picture, is still long-term bullish, but we can't just be glib and end there. We're talking about the big picture because, you know, reading me, I've been saying that I feel we're in the late innings of this bull market, and in the late innings, and it's working in classical sense, it becomes very narrow unless Indians follow the chief up the mountain, and you see that happening because even though the average is only a few days ago hit a new all-time high, there's a lot of stocks that didn't go along with it, and some of them have already started, I would say about 30%, have already started their own private bear market. So even though we're long-term, still the trend is bullish, it's late in the day, and you got to be very selective. Then you work your way down to shorter term, and from a shorter term point of view, last weekend, you know, because you get my input, I said even though on Friday night we'd closed at a new all-time high, I stuck my neck out and said I thought we were ready for correction, and this week, as the past week has seen a correction, and I'll just tell you the thought process there. Even though last Friday night market closed at new all-time high, my proprietary S&P and secondary surveys, which give a great subsurface view of the market beneath the market's technical surface, had both gone down last week, which is very unusual. I've seen that movie before, and it usually doesn't lead to a happy ending, so we're getting the correction.
So we're getting the correction, but one of the things that you said I think is pretty key here is one-third of the stocks are no longer in lockstep with the market. And last week, when we saw the market hitting a new high, your surveys or your proprietary surveys were down. So what you're saying there, Stan, is you've got some warnings going on here.
Absolutely. And that's a great thing, and it tells us two things. That's great about these proprietary surveys. One, shorter term, it warned us, and that's all we can ever deal with is probabilities, no guarantees, only the liars though, for sure. But the probabilities were that we would short-term correct, so we got the correction underway now. The second thing from a longer-term point of view, as you rightly point out, it points out that we have a message there that we have to be more careful and selective, and you can't just talk, and you know I've written this many times in the recent weeks, you can't just talk about bull markets or bear markets and get caught up in the bull-bear debate. You instead have to be aware that you should have more, I would say, at this point, of a neutral approach. Two-thirds of the stocks are still bullish, one-third are bearish, and I don't care how many new highs the popular averages move to, if you're in the wrong one-third of the market, you're going to lose money here, irrespective of what the popular averages do.
Something I've learned from following and reading your work, Stan, and I think this is very important for our listeners and the money managers that listen to this show, everybody's focusing on where the S&P is, where the Dow is, but even if we could be in a corrective mode or things aren't great or they're neutral, it's really about stock picking. So it's more important to focus on the stocks that you're buying or are in your portfolio rather than just look at the overall averages.
100%. I think that's a great point, so we should stay on it for a minute. I think that everybody should learn to treat their portfolios as if they were running a hedge fund. And if you're super bullish, you can say, fine, like 99% long and maybe have 1% of my market, of my portfolio short, cool. Then as things evolve, you might say to yourself, oh, things are starting to change. Now maybe I'll have 3/4 of my portfolio be longs and 25% be shorts. And for those people that don't want a short, you could just say, you know what, I'll be 75% long of good stage one and two stocks, and I'll have 25% cash. And that's what you've got to do here. You've got to be so stock specific. I've been playing this game now for over 50 years, and I got to tell you, this is one of the trickiest, most challenging tapes that I've seen, because the averages are telling you one story. But if you go through the charts, you say, okay, there's some good stuff. But I got to tell you, there's an awful lot of bad stuff here that's really amazing.
And Stan, isn't that typically what you see when you get to the latter stages of a bull market? It's kind of like we use the analogy of a tree. As you head into autumn, first you start seeing a few of the leaves fall off the tree, and as you know, by the time you get to winter, they're all off the tree. But right now, one-third of those leaves are falling off the tree.
I think that's a great analogy, and that's exactly true. And you can see that this is not your first rodeo nor mine. You know, history truly does repeat with a few wiggles and jiggles changed. And I think that if you take a look, that's the way the game is always played. As you get later into the move, it becomes more and more selective, more stocks drop by the wayside, and that's what's happening now. So, and at some point, and please hear me loud and clearly, I'm not giving you a bear market call yet, but at some point I think it's going to roll over, all the leaves will be off the tree and we'll move into a bear market. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens in the next maybe 3-4 months, but I'm not giving you that call now. But again, don't get caught up in the bull-bear debate. On the bearish side of the equation, I've had people, you know, follow me selling the REITs. They're getting slammed, the majority of them, irrespective of what the average is doing. I've had them selling the food stocks, you see, and they've gotten killed. I've had a lot of other issues on my sell list that have absolutely gotten destroyed here, with the averages just a few days off an all-time high. Conversely, happily, we've had a lot of good stuff, which is done very nicely, but you see now, even some of, and I've warned you about this, even some of our big winners of recent months, like in the energy area, we told you all to take profits and reduce that, they got hit pretty hard. Then the solar stocks, which were a grand slam home run, we told you a few weeks ago to take profits and reduce those, they got hit pretty hard also. So you really got to be on top of your game here, and there's no way you can just be a buy and hold investor here like in the old days. While I never advocated it, you could be, I remember playing in the 70s and 80s, you could be a little bit sloppy, you know, and just kind of hold and ride through the corrections. Here, I think everybody has to be on top of their game, even if you consider yourself a long-term investor. When you start to see short-term black clouds appearing on the horizon, at the minimum, you got to do some trimming.
Now, given the fact that we're probably in the latter stages of this, you have been calling for a correction, but you didn't think it was going to be a major one at this point. And out of this correction would be a good time to, let's say, buy selectively on those stocks or sectors that are doing very well. So once again, you're talking about stock picking and selectivity. A question, because you've been following these markets for a considerable time. Have you ever seen, Stan, a market where the rotations are this quick?
No. I've seen markets, that's another great question. I've seen markets where we've rotated like this, but never this quickly. I long for the old days, you know, where things would slowly make, you know, source of bottoms and slowly, you know, distributional tops. Here, things are moving so quickly. I kid around with a lot of my institutional clients and I say, come on, we have to be on top of our game. This is truly a case of where the inmates are running the asylum. With all the fast traders, I've never seen things go this quickly, but, you know, it is what it is, and we have to just be on top of our game and play it this way.
I want to hit two other areas before we conclude here. Let's move on to the bond market. I think for individual investors, this year was a wake-up call. You take a look at something like TLT, which was an absolute winner for 4 or 5 years, is down 13% for the year. So what's your call on bonds here?
First of all, and I know you're leading me well, so that all listeners know, but you know, again, reading me, that after having been so bullish on bonds, we put out a sell in the bond market in the TLT several months ago, and to me, it's still in stage four. Yeah, even though it's oversold, and the TLT has had a terrific decline off of its high near 126. As you and I talk, it's down near like 102 and change, which is a heck of a drop for the TLT. I still see it, and this is what people don't know. My attitude is to remain long-term bearish until I see signs of a base, and it's not a base yet. Here are some levels to watch in the TLT. Even though it's oversold, if the TLT, which as we're talking here, is about 102, basically 102.5, if it were to close, let's use the round number of 102, oversold or not, closing below 102, I think is starting another big down move. If it doesn't break, you'll get another oversold short-term rally. That's all at this point. It's still stage four, and until I see it move at least into stage one, I think you should avoid the bond market.
Final question, and one that has been on the minds of a lot of investors, especially with all the printing done by the Fed, is the gold market. It looks to me like it's still in the stage four. Has it bottomed? Is it something that you just stay away from at this point?
I got to tell you, you're leading perfectly. I was waiting. I said, well, I hope that's the next question he asked, and yes, it is. Gold clearly in stage four, and this really points up the beauty of the system. If you're a fundamental, most people don't know, I have a degree in economics, but I kid around, seriously, many years ago, I was, you know, I used to do a lot of interviews, and I don't remember who it was, but back in the 80s, one of the reporters asked me, and he said, I was being facetious, said, what did you have to learn to do to be successful in the market? I said, put my economics degree on the side. The reality is, the tape truly does tell all, and that used to be the top of each issue of the Professional Tape, which retired 13 years ago. Anyway, goal to answer your question, theoretically, when you think about it fundamentally, oh, with all the printing, this and that, it should be well over 2,000. You can make a case 2,500, 3,000. In the meantime, after having been bullish on gold, you know from reading me, we put out a sell many months ago and gold broke at 1,750, and now it's down at, as we talked this afternoon, at 1,225. It's incredible. So even, this is again the beauty of the system, even though intellectually you think it would go higher and the fundamentals call for it, I always say when the two don't agree, the fundamentals and the technicals, I know where I'll come down, and that's why I always put my economics degree on the side. The tape truly does tell all. So it's still stage four, and here are some relevant levels for you to watch, and your listeners to watch. If, even though it's oversold, gold were to break down here and close below that bottom which was made several months ago, which is down below 1,200 near, I think it was 1,180, gold would have closed below that 1180, oversold tonight, you start another down leg. Conversely, if gold can hang out here for another couple of months, and then at some point we at least go topside and move above resistance at 1380. So that's it. For now, I think you stay away from it. It's too late to short it, you know, but I definitely wouldn't go buy it yet.
All right, so if I was to sum it up, the bigger picture on a scale of 1 to 10 on the Richter scale, we're still bullish, but the market is increasingly becoming more selective, which means you better pay close attention to what you own and what you're ready to buy. If I go to the bond market, we have some key levels here. It could break either way, but right now, you know, stay away from gold.
Right, and the one last thing that I would like to say, as we did last time, we got a couple of calls. Anybody out there, but only people who are serious, you know, I have that special deal, even though it's a very expensive institutional product. Those institutions that consult with me pay big, big, big numbers. I have, as well as reading me, I have a special offer for those people. I don't speak with them, but just want to get the input. And that for that, it's $2,500 a quarter, $10,000 a year. And if somebody would like, but only if they're serious, I would appreciate, only if they're serious, want to evaluate, I'd be happy to give anybody a one-month free trial so they could see what it's all about, and they can either call us at 954-241-7365 in the States here during, you know, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock each day, or they could send off to Stan, S-A-N, Stan at Global Trend Alert. No spaces, that's Stan, S-A-N, at globaltrendalert.net. Make sure it's .net. Give us the name, your address, your email address. We'll take it from there and be happy to send them the input for a couple of weeks and they can see if it works for them.
All right. The number again, if you would like to take up on Stan's offer, that's 954-241-7365 or email Stan at Global Trend Alert, all one word, globaltrendalert.net. Stan, I'm also going to put a plug for your book. It's called Secrets for Profiting in a Bull and Bear Market. Highly recommend you pick it up, and you'll understand a lot of the things that Stan and I have been talking about on today's program. Stan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's always my pleasure. Everybody out there, including you, have a great holiday.
You're listening to the Financial Sense NewsHour at financialsense.com.
Only in America, how can a kid win?